There you are.
Hello, Abraham. I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of babies born. So I've seen them take their first breath. And always, I and people like me see a history and a purpose that goes back a long way and a uniqueness.
Meaning?
Well, I've heard you debunk karma, and I'm wondering if you're debunking the retribution aspect of it, because I have such a strong sense in myself.
Well, you heard us here today. Now, what you heard today from us does not sound like a debunking of karma.
No.
Hear it.
You're right. Yes.
So you are source energy. You come forth into a physical body. You have experience. You launch rockets of desire. And from this advanced, expanded place, you come forth again. And so, of course, you are expanding and becoming. But the way people tell the story of karma is that you are born to make up for things you got wrong before. And it is mm-hmm. not that way at all. We like to say you get the sense that negative emotion means that you're not seeing through the eyes of source. Negative emotion means that you're looking at something in a way that's holding you apart from who you really are. And so if your inner being will not even join you in this negative thought right now, what do you think the odds are of the source within you sending you back to compensate for something that you got wrong before? It's not happening that way at all. But of course, you are expanding beings and you can feel. We know you came here to tell us what you're feeling. Explain it. It's a wonderful observation.
Well, that we carry a history, a long history with us. And it creates a purpose.
On what do you base that? In other words, describe to us what you see that gives you that belief.
My witnessing of babies,
yes.
Particularly.
Yes.
Just that they have such a uniqueness and an individuality and a sense of purpose that kind of disappears after the first hour of life. But I think because they've just been through a big journey, you know, they're really alive and awake and you just really see who they are.
What you're witnessing in that first hour is the pure essence of the source energy and all of its exuberance about coming forth into this environment. And what you see about an hour later is their awareness that they've been born into an environment that has a lot of resistance in it. And so they start withdrawing as a sort of self-survival mechanism. It's sort of like Esther, as she allows herself to open to the energy of Abraham, very often she's wide open. And if someone from the audience who isn't having any of it then approaches her and blasts her with some severe problem that they have, it's actually painful to her. It's almost an experience like that. They are pure positive energy, open, and then they're acclimating. But that's all right. They knew that they would. But you have a very wonderful position that gives you an opportunity to taste that, wouldn't you call it obvious, conscious awareness of personal power?
Yes, yes.
Wouldn't you call it invincible, sureness? Wouldn't you call it source?
Yeah, I think that's a perfectly good word for it. I do see that people carry things, you know, as we do in life. I feel it in myself that we carry things from the past that
never
are unresolved.
Never.
Ah.
You are not bringing anything from non-physical into this physical experience that is resistant in nature. Anything you see, they picked up from their very immediate environment.
Wow.
So begin watching. We know that you're with these people for a brief period of time, but begin watching to see if you can notice the similarity between the vibration of the baby and its mother, because it has been learning that vibration to a certain extent.
So that history is actually from its inception, as from that
when
inception.
When it began being physical, every time. You don't bring that stuff from your non-physical perspective. Only the strongest and the clearest and the knowingest of you comes forth.
And you don't carry things from previous lives that...
Well, as we said, you are these expanded beings, but think about the story that we've been presenting to you. Contrast causes who you really are and what you really want to go forward. And that's all that source energy part of you is. The contradictory, contrasting part falls away in the physicalness. You don't take that part with you. When you reemerge into non-physical, mm-hmm. it's who you really are that reemerges. It's the, what you would call the best of you. And it's the best of you that is born again, you see. The resistance is only a product of this leading edge environment. And we don't say that to you because you were unworthy, although a lot of religions have tried to turn it in that way, as they've tasted the sweetness of source and then they do not taste the sweetness in human. And that's why they come to the wrong conclusion that the mortality is lesser than. But it's just the way you intended for the contrast to work for you, you see. You cannot know what you do want without knowing what you don't want. But the non-physical part of you does not carry the what you don't want part of you with it, ever. Is that clear? Oh, we so want you to hear that. And when you hear that and begin acknowledging it as you are, and then you begin watching what you're watching with that base of knowledge, your faith will become knowing about it. In other words, you'll just know that.
Thank you.
Knowing what you know, it must be a wonderful experience for these consciousnesses coming forth, getting to be met by someone like you who knows who they are. So say to each and every one of them in your mind, welcome to planet Earth. You have come just as you knew you would come, and you are perfect as you are. And we've all been banging around down here for a while, waiting for you. And this environment will inspire within you who you really are. And within you is a knowing of who you really are. Shine that light back on them. It's a child that can't talk, but it's a child who will know what you know. You know, say to them, as you handle them and watch them, you know who you are. And a part of you will always be that which you are. And I'm so glad to see you. And it's going to be so much fun. And keep thinking about who you are. Keep feeling for who you are. Just take that time. And you're going to notice, if you have the opportunity to be around them, they'll stay present with you as long as you are offering that knowing to them. Watch that. Wouldn't it be nice if you could hold them in that knowing for an hour or two or three or four or five? Wouldn't that be a lovely foot to get off on?
Yeah, you're making me realize how immediately we lay so much on these beings as they enter.
Oh, we're so busy, and what could go wrong, and let's take care of them this way, and push them, and poke them, and dab them, and swab them, and worry about them, and wrap them up. And
Thank you.
They'll be all right. They knew what they were in for. We're only having this conversation with you because now you are consciously creating with them. You can have great fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Good time for a segment of lunch.